best foreign news, I'm Rich Thomason. The National Retail Federation has high hopes as the holiday shopping season gets underway in earnest. The trade group predicts busy cash registers ringing up record sales this year. Today, Black Friday still reigns as the biggest day of the year for in-store shopping.
Retailers have been pushing early holiday sales for weeks now, but the day after Thanksgiving remains an incredibly important day for department stores, shopping malls, and merchants. Many shoppers browse and buy online, but brick-and-mortar stores still enjoy a surge in foot traffic this holiday weekend as bargain hunters look for deals. This year, there are five fewer days between Thanksgiving and Christmas. Greg Clugston reporting.
Winter-like weather may make post-Thanksgiving travel dicey across parts of the East in the next few days. You could see rain or snow depending on your location, and bitterly cold temperatures will overspread a vast area. Also at SRNNews.com, it is day three of the Israel-Hezbollah ceasefire in Lebanon, and the truce is holding, more or less.
The Israeli military has said its warplanes have fired on southern Lebanon. Israel claims it detected activity by the militant Hezbollah group at a rocket storage facility there. Israel's attack came hours after the Israeli military said it fired on people trying to return to certain areas in southern Lebanon. The agreement includes an initial two-month ceasefire in which Israeli forces are to return to their side of the border. As part of the agreement, Hezbollah militants are to withdraw north of the Litani River. I'm Karen Shamas.
The UN's nuclear watchdog expects Iran to begin enriching uranium using thousands of advanced centrifuges at its two main nuclear facilities, further raising tension over Tehran's nuclear program as Iran enriches uranium at near weapons-grade levels. On Wall Street, the Dow futures 108 points higher. This is SRN News. The Naughty and Nice list is out.
It's an annual compendium put together by Liberty Counsel, and it lists those retailers who refuse to make reference to Christmas in their seasonal advertising and those who embrace the holiday. On this year's Naughty list are Barnes & Noble, Best Buy, The Gap, Old Navy, Neiman Marcus, and Dick's Sporting Goods. On the Nice list, you will find Belk, Costco, Dillard's, Kohl's, and Walmart. You can see the entire list at lc.org. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Ohio's Attorney General will appeal a ruling that struck down the most far-reaching of the state's new pro-life laws. A county judge in Ohio determined in October that last year's voter-approved amendment enshrining abortion effectively makes the state's heartbeat law unconstitutional. The law banning most abortions once an unborn baby's heartbeat can be detected had been paused pending the challenge. Republican Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost says there are provisions in the law that aren't addressed in the amendment. This is SRN News. Wall Street is betting corporate deal-making could bounce back next year if the new Trump administration ushers in lower interest rates and looser regulatory scrutiny.
The number of deals and their value are both below pre-pandemic levels. In the U.S., deal values fell 23% in 2023 from just before the pandemic, while the number of deals slumped 20%. The current year is on track for an even deeper slump, according to Dealogic. That could change, thanks to the Federal Reserve loosening its interest rate policy and returning President Donald Trump vowing to slash regulations. The central bank had held its historic highs through much of 2023 and 2024. That made mergers and acquisitions more expensive and less attractive. Bernie Bennett reporting.
President-elect Trump creating a National Energy Council that he says will establish U.S. energy dominance around the globe. The council, to be led by Doug Burgum, will be key in Mr. Trump's pledge to sell more oil, more natural gas to U.S. allies while turning down the climate change rhetoric. More details, SRNNews.com.